Letter 3. Decisive Confrontation with Traitor Employees. Section 1. Written for Shuraih ibn al-Haris, the judge at Kufa. It is related that Shuraih ibn al-Haris, who was Amir al-Mu'mineen's judge at Kufa, during his tenure purchased a house for 80 dinars. When it became known to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he sent for him and said to him, "O Shuraih, beware, surely one body, the angel of death, will come to you who will not look at the document nor question you about your evidence, but take you out of it far away and deposit you in your grave quite alone. Look, O Shuraih, if you have purchased this house from money other than yours, or paid the price from unlawful source, you have incurred loss of this world, as well as of the next. If you have come to me at the time of purchase, I would have written for you a document on this paper, and then you would not have liked to purchase the house even for one dirham, not to speak of more. The document is this. This is about a purchase made by a humble slave of Allah from another slave ready to depart for the next world. He has purchased a house out of houses of deceit in the area of mortals and the place of those liable to perish. This house has four boundaries as follows. The first boundary is contiguous to sources of calamities. The second boundary adjoins the sources of distress. The third boundary adjoins devastating desire. And the fourth boundary adjoins deceitful Satan, and towards this opens the door of his house. This house has been purchased by one who has been waylaid by the desires from one who is being driven by death at the price of leaving the honor of contentment and entering into the humility of want and submissiveness. If the purchaser encounters some evil consequences of this transaction, then it is for him who dismantles the bodies of monarchs, snatches the lives of despots, destroys the domain of pharaohs like Kaisers, Caesars, Tubas, and Humairas."